Beginner Grand Theft, man sagt es bei bekannten Theft, auch Beginner und Basic und Test Master, Beginner die Gemara, sehr im Ktaus hat der Kula. Here, by the Behema, we have a Gzera because of some of it, which really should be permitted, but it's going to be forbidden because of Kula. Shtoys is love, Dafka, it's not really precise. Because Eichen Nuchel, Littoys, how could you make such a mistake? Lahat der Kula, to permit all of it, and that's why he's saying even Ktaus is forbidden. What do you mean, Shagam, Bitzis, Ktaus, Hayyotu, what do you mean, even the little bit that does go out, that is awesome, but there is, that's biblically forbidden. And but like, when we don't say gzeir mashabifin about the mashabichos, that we're going to say what's inside forbidden because of what comes out. But like, more will be gzeir not to cool if we would make such a gzeir, but ishanam gzeir, then we should even do the same gzeir by the woman too. At least some of the other says, what you can say is the atu hu bekam rina. We actually mean because of the majority, meaning the isha, so it's not like kula, it's atu ruba. Because the Isha, let's be TS and mix this match with the Mivigan with the little bit that goes out, that what's in the inside, Mishum, and that's going to be permitted because Kalash Abim, whatever's inside the animal, it's permitted to mother slaughter because this didn't go out. Abishai Shlach, even though you could be concerned, Shabbat Yotzer, Klai Shabbat Yotzer, Mixas, then maybe they had went out with that, some that went out. Oh, then the problem is, Yobel Ahat, Mitzis Rubai. Then they're going to come to me when the majority goes out, Oysa Mitzche Bifnim, they're going to permit that little bit that stayed inside, Mahay Timer for that reason itself, Minikas Vilayod, they're not going to know, Mixas Habaswek Sveka, that when only some of it went out, then there's a double doubt. So in contrast, when most went out, when there's only one doubt. But regarding the case of the woman, you cannot make such a gezerah because there's no such mistake. Because what's the mistake to compare the majority of when partial? By the case of the woman, we don't have any room for such error. There's no such halacha of permitting what's inside. It's not like you're slaughtering the mother to say this halacha that we're describing. Which the halacha for the behemah, yitulayma. But for them, they can make such a mistake to say, shemash mefnim, whatever's inside, loyal in the killer. It's not like it's born, cause mashalayotz, as long as it didn't go out, which is a mistake if the majority did go out. Oinami, another person can say, beishle gazrinan, by a woman, we're not geyser, limnis miyem rishain, to be geyser from day one, because the chumadas le de kulihi, because it's a stranger, it's come to leniency, because the dipma loyim no miyem pays, because then maybe you're not going to count from day two, lemeib loyimay tuma. To give her the extended amount of tuma, so therefore that's why that contradicts the schumra because it's going to come to a leniency. The reason why we're not going to buy women is because I push a tuma lema pshin. We don't want to increase the amount of tuma because I mean the veil even once it's bare. That was ayin al. Now me however leel perashnum previously on amen al from the mask on the ain we explained the like ari lein the tuma. We're actually not even talking about regarding tuma. Truth is el isla baila rather actually talking about regarding making her forbidden on her husband. A different halacha from the tumma of a woman. Now, Petra Gordon Rashi explains a different halacha. He says to be ish le'shaych le'migzer. He says no. The reason why it's not applicable to make a decree by a woman is because la'as l'mit, they're not going to come to make a mistake because nikim nechazu. Since they see the b'chayyot b'sheini that when she does give birth on day two, metamin we do make her tummy. So therefore, there's no room for this error. So he says because it's difficult because the hod the chazin the metamin l'm'sheini. This that they're going to say that they metamar on day two. Ami mishum denach kukuling and say because all of it came out. In contrast, his taste explained that. That really is already concerned already from Rive. Yeah, and that's the confusion they might make, not realize that there is a problem with Rive. Then it does not begin the Gemara, Bechir she nitraf, Bechatech lamidyen. Regarding Bechir that was nitraf within 30 days, so there's no chim pinyam bet. Pesach Kodesh Rashi explained it was nitraf, Shenerek, where it was killed. And Bemes Ma'atzmai, regarding it died on its own, Leitzach Kral Hashmina Deim Poidin. Now we don't need a passage to tell you that there's no chim pinyam ben dog siv, because it says in the passage, Bedoim Merv Ben Chadish Tifte, that redemption is only when the baby's a month old. But Merig, Leitzach Kral Hashmina, but regarding when he was killed, we needed to let you know, the limit, we don't say, he loved the Iktal Havachai, that if he wasn't killed, he would live. And Volei Nefil Hava, and he wasn't a stillborn Lefarka, and you should redeem him. Now Mashmik Tzatz, it sounds like a little bit, that dim kimla megabe, but that if we would know definitively the kol lechadoshav, that he actually was full term lechayah and he would have lived. That chayav lived dice that you have to redeem him. Now because that's difficult. The perkish b'chad digman b'chayz of mitzvah and alf amar gabe pray to benoit to come again. If someone redeems a regular baby within 30 days, and the sachal mois la'achaz man, and the money was used up at a later point in time, in the part the son is not redeemed. Because he did it within 30 days. Now, why? But obviously, retroactively, we see the Linefalu, that the child was not a miscarriage. He says, rather, it must be it's a biblical decree. From the passage that you redeem only after a month old. That even if we know that it's full term, you have to wait 30 days. So we see it's not because of simply of being a Nefal.
Lavka of the high crown, Lavka and all those. That from this passing a chapter, Lavka of Laman Heman Beis. I think Gemara learns that Kosher Shalom Yom Adam. If you waited 30 days by person, ain't an Eifel, that it's not a miscarriage. Hachen Amet Hashin. So the Gemara Darshin over there, Ches Yom Behema ain't an Eifel. If the baby is 8 days old by an animal, it's also not an Eifel. Like Sivkan says in the passing, Yom Hashin Behal Yeretz LaKarbon. If 8 days old, it can be acceptable as a carbon. Afalach even to Kikinla Mikol Chadash. Even though we know it's going to be full term, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered lacking time within 8 days. Again, same point that Tais is saying, that it's not difficult. The Gemara Shabbos is saying the same idea. Like it's obvious in the first paragraph of Avon Beis, the one that says, the first one animal, when is it the year? Chadama, one says, Mishoshenir La'atzav, when it was available to be acceptable as a carbon, which is the 8 days old. Chadama, Mishoshenir, one says, you start counting the year, which the Bukhar is within the year, is the day it's born. But again, it's not a disagreement. But Malmum, depends if it's unblemished, that it's brought as a carbon, or Balmum, which is not brought as a carbon. The Gemara explains over there, the Kimle Begabed, the Kalachadasha, that we know that it was born full term. Even so, you see that it's not going to be acceptable until day 8. Again, the same idea twice the same. But moreover, the Pacific comes Rabba, and the Gemara, and the Gemara, Machayev, Gabi Bechor, Shish Lebe Israelation. That there's an obligation by a firstborn that has two heads, you have to give double the amount, ten slum to the kind. Parachalav, the Gemara asks me, Bechor Shenitrath, from the Salacha of our Gemara, Bechor Shenitrath, the potter. Now, if it, the translation of nitrath, it was mold, is like Rashi says, it was killed. Say, what does that have to do with the halacha of a kind for the child that has two heads, double the amount? But moreover, they'll have little maimer nitra, little nerg. You shouldn't have said the word nitra, you should have said nerg, like it always does. But moreover, the asik gemara, the gemara comes out, the ach, no, the word ach is a miyat chalak, it's minimizing the obligation. But if it's killed within 30 days, then like we said, that should already be excluded from it, that redemption could only be once in 30 days, and it was already killed. So Mefarshim Ben Tam, he rather explains that nitra means something else. Hence, it's not a trait for that the baby became having a moral defect, not that it actually was killed. Says with the compares to the bechorish of Israelation, to the firstborn has two heads. Whatever is more is actually like it's missing, so it's not going to live because if it has two heads, it's like having no heads, and that's actually the halacha that it's bringing. From how could you say you give double amount when if it has two heads, it's a treifa, and the treifa you don't give anything. Next test matter begins gemara behema gasa. Which that how you do a kinyan on large livestock, which says the primary halacha is not here. Pekam the kedushin anachti, and the first pekam kedushin of chafim and beis. I was lengthy about this halachic topic. Next testament begins the gemara. Mashal b'nei and b'nei sein in shem whatever is on their sons and daughters that we don't evaluate. Why shem is paishon l'avim lebezdin? Because they're embarrassed to bring them to court. Umach l'adadi, and therefore all the brothers are pardoning each other regarding their kids' clothing. Pasuk Rav Alphas, the Rif Paskins, the Dafka Begdichal, this is specifically weekday clothing. Big the Shabbos, the expensive Shabbos clothing, Shabbos, they do have Al-Brachas, but Shabbos, that's brought into your Shabbos. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, Begodl Achi, regarding the oldest brother, that he's allowed to have his clothing to represent them. Now, in Moich, however, so says, if they protest, Rosh Hashanah, then they have that option. Of course, Manchalim Michu, but as long as they don't protest, we presume that they're okay with the so that his words are the Gemara brings that same idea over there. It's not the beginning of the Gemara. We don't have to say if the Shemachinim Ampi regarding Gibel of Shemesach appears that for sure the pot is going to be exempt in the Gnevah in Evda if we're stolen or lost. Now Amir Shemesach, but the paper stone that the second Shemit that he gives over to who is Shemesach, Ki Meshalim, when he does pay because he is Chavik Neveda Mesham La Bailim, it's going to go to the original owners, not to this first one who really he's exempt. So and the Shemit he gave it to is Chayv to him. No. Goes to the original owners, because I mean, like Moses, Bum Sidav Lamad Lam Bez, the Loch of Kreb Yasi, the man that he says, in a loisis chayra bevaras shabere, that the Shemi cannot do business with the cow of his friend that he's watching, and therefore he can't make money off having given it to a second Shemi. Like it does not begin with the word Zigmara, that Luya Ali Lishmeras, that he upgraded his Shemir. Now, Stasis says, in the fire Shalia, don't explain the upgrade is, because Shem Nigna, because it gets stolen now, because, oh, he gave it to a Shemi Sacha, Tax Levailim, now it's gonna go back to the owner. You can't say that because the when the Gemara talks about Shemesach given to Shemachin that he downgraded, like Efshalafash Vinyanzeh, that's not an applicable translation for that. No, rather, the upgrade and the downgrade is not regarding liability, but it's actually regarding the type of protective services they provide. Because the Shem Esachem Moshe Nafshi Tfei L'Shem and Moshe Mechina, because the paid custodian, he gives more because he's getting paid a higher salary. He's actually getting a salary. He gives over more of his life to protect than the Shemichinim, and that's what the upgrade is. You say, no, even if you're going from Shemichinim to Shemichinim, still, he's going to be chav, because you will only believe to me regarding an oath. Now, according to this reasoning, if it happened to be the second guy was more believed than the first one, you're the potter, it would seem that he would be exempt. But the Gemara with there and Bamatina of Lamavav, Ikat Taima Achrin, the Gemara brings a different reasoning why he would be chai. Because I don't want my deposit to be in someone else's hands. Now, each day, time halal shabbin. These two reasonings are not the same thing. And the Mukhul Chasim, like, is obvious from the Gemara with there and the Lamavav Mabez. Now, Bain Lach Shazla Ulo. Now, the question is like this. Don't ask an Ulo the Hocha Hecha Paligahu Taima. How could he disagree on this reasoning? As we see, the Gemara disagrees when regarding Shemesh Shemas L'Shaimer. It's a mission that they didn't give enough chavtesim at all. Im Amr, he says, Tum Memen Chavetz Pliny. He says, go, when you give the get, you have to take this object from her. He's not like send it with someone else. Why? I don't want my deposit in someone else's hands. How could you hold Shemesh Shemas L'Shaimer would be potter when you see seemingly that it's a clear Mishnah that's a liability? Shem says, but you can say is the ketchila. No, that you shouldn't put in someone else's hands. That's initially, and that he agrees. We don't find that after the fact that we'd be liable. Therefore, it's not disagreeing with the Mishnah. What if I'm him himself? Of course, you could even take the shirt over his back. Now, Tzitz explains, if he has two shirts, because the main only has one shirt. That we organize with Machayim certain basics that he needs to have, which includes a shirt on his back, and you would not take it away from him. Or Enam, you could say, but Tal Shalom we're talking about a shirt that's worth 100 dinar that we do take away from him, meaning we downgrade it. That we give him $10 one, or $10 one, whatever it is, one that's appropriate for him. Meaning, but later, between all the people, keep it down and pick up a couple that he says over there, and that could be human base. Call Yisrael and Gwynn, like said, no, every Jew is considered nobility and worth and valid to wear a 100 dinar jacket. No, we take it and we transfer it something cheaper and we give the difference to the Baal Chayim. Now, the Maizer, Rabbi, in the time, Pesach, Allah, the Emissar, he actually says it wouldn't be difficult at all because he holds the Allah is like the one that holds that we don't organize, we don't make you owe something, we'll take the shirt off your back. Next master begins the Gemara. For example, where he made him into an apaytiki, and that's why you could collect from it, as Taisa says, "Vashtegav miyasmi," and if you could collect from the orphan, to come lekech like from lekech. Now Taisa explains. Says, now the truth is, even though this whole idea of apaytiki, the word get out. That's an idea by a buyer. A buyer knew about it. He should have been careful about it. That has no application to orphans. Because regarding the orphans, a pentiki b'loy, a pentiki shava, it's all the same thing. It's what they inherited from the father. But however, hecha the gavin lekuches, the halacha is equivalent. Wherever you collect from buyers, gavin amiyasmi, you also collect from the orphans. Midav emil b'shtar, just like we find by a loan in the document. The government asked me, "Lekuches, did you collect from orphans and from buyers?" I feel the machine would love the rest. According to the one who holds that the lien is not biblical, whereas milvapeh a oral loan legavi mimeshabdi. But let me ask you: you cannot collect from the collateral, meaning from the buyers and not from the orphans. Now, mishlam lekuches iglif lugim. I understand why buyers you could differentiate because it's probably based on an alav bein apel b'shtar. Between an oral loan or a document loan could be b'shtar. By a document loan, you could collect mishlam nilzelz because or else you're gonna close down doors. And no one's going to want to lend anymore. But since the buyer knows, okay, collect. Now, Milva Pella, governed by Orland, can collect, but like a college, then the word doesn't get out. B'shtar is like, oh, but by document, the word gets out. So that makes sense regarding buyers. I mean, ask me, but regarding orphans, Mali Milva Pella, what does it make it an oral loan? What does it make it a document loan? Elavadai, rather, obviously says Taisis, the Kalecha, the governed Milkuches, wherever you can collect from the buyers, Misham Nil Zels, because or else you can lock the doors in front of the borrowers. Govi, now me ask me, that's what you collect also from orphan, Kamei Milvishtar, like by a documented loan, a Milvak Subvatera, or a loan written in the Torah, Lamandu Alma, according to one that holds Kitsub Vishtar Dome, that it is like written in the document, like Shama Bedin. Or when you had a court case, Govinam Miyasmi, you could also collect from orphans, Milva Pebba, or alone, Kivin Lechosh Lasashtar, since he wasn't concerned to make a document, Ligvis and Lakuchas to collect from the buyers, so Kila Govinam Miyasmi. So when you're not going to collect from orphans for the same equivalency, Lekin Lazel is not going to be closing doors for lenders. Now, this is what it means. Amr Blaza, he says, I feel me ask me that even from orphans, that is below apaitiki, without an apaitiki, mishum nahavika karka, because it's like karka, so the Gemara loy, no, mine from him, Pirish in other words, below apaitiki, if it's not apaitiki, loy gavi, because that's explained this was, you always had this in mind. Below apaitiki, loy gavi. No, without apaitiki, you cannot collect eliminate only from him. And on that, the Gemara asks, Le kula, meaning v'chulu, asked this whole question. Or mishani, the Gemara answers v'paitiki, and that is v'gavinam miyasim l'kuches. They become from orphans and from l'kuches. Or einami, the kari minei. Yes, it's, although it's saying minei, abigav v'gavinam miyasim. Even they can collect those from orphans. Kimin mukayi chaloyva, since from the strength of the bar. So as v'paitiki gavi, that he made v'paitiki, you're collecting. So therefore, it's the same minei. That although it's saying minei, that it would sound like it's only from him, but it actually would apply also to the orphans the same way, and that's what he meant when he said minei was also this idea that you could collect from the orphans too. So, since he made it in the paitiki, so it's still there, it's still from him, even though it's by the yersh.